I didn't know until I looked at Al-Qaeda. I did not realize they have not only reconstituted. I did not realize how strong they are currently, and I'm not just talking about recruiting and their activities. I did not realize how big they were. I did not realize how sophisticated they were. I'm wondering where they're getting their money to fund their operations, because it's not from open sources, since we intelligence agencies can track that. But I am just very, very concerned, because I see that they really mean it, and they really are trying their best to get a hold of nuclear weapons and put them in our country. I just didn't think they were capable of doing it until now, and I see they are.
What have you seen? What has your group seen to give you that impression?
We're surrounded. We are surrounded. These people have got devices and device parts and materials both in the but now in Mexico, but in the past they had them in Canada and moved them. So, I mean, these guys are getting ready to do something big, and I'm really, I don't scare easily, but this is very, very disconcerting to me. So we just need to do a lot of work. In about 6 weeks, we'll have a better picture of what's going on. I would like to go for the jugular and go right to their command post and look at their plans. I did this with the Soviet Defense Council, the erstwhile Soviet Union's Defense Council. I convinced my own commanders that let's not mess around with all these little details. Let's go in, use remote viewing, use our team to go in inside the meetings of the Soviet Defense Council and look at their big plans, their overall strategies, strategically rather than tactically. I would like to be able to do this with Al-Qaeda command structure as well, but I don't know if we have time based upon these events that we're
proceeding. Well, I was going to say, you said 6 weeks. Do we have 6 weeks?
I don't know, George. I honestly don't know. It's just things just appear to be moving too fast, and it's pretty big. There's only so much that my team can do, so we can't work that fast. It takes a while to remote view. It burns you out if you do the same thing every day against the same target, and then you have to analyze all the data and then come up with locations, et cetera, and then get that information to the right people. So it doesn't happen overnight.
So since 2001, when we went into Afghanistan to disrupt the Taliban and go after bin Laden, and he apparently escaped, obviously, are you saying that Al-Qaeda is as strong, if not stronger, than it was then?
I'm saying they're much stronger. They're much stronger.
Well, what the heck have we been doing then?
We don't have the intelligence. These guys are good. They're strong. They're recruit. World War III started. It's a slow burn. As I mentioned, years ago, World War III has already started. It's just a slow burn fuse. We're looking in the wrong places. We're concentrating our efforts in the tribal areas on the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's not there. Yes, there's still elements of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Tora Bora. But while we've been monkeying around there, Al-Qaeda has established an entire new duplicate Tora Bora in the Northwest Provinces area, in the Laki Marwat district of Pakistan's Northwest Frontier Province, and they've been left virtually alone. The PACs can't go in there and do anything. They've tried. Even their patrols get shot up if they even on the roads to approach them. The provinces are unpoliced. Al-Qaeda has complete reign there. They're not under any surveillance like they would be if they were in the areas bordering Afghanistan, where we're watching closely. And we do have agents in there and operations ongoing. These people are too far in Pakistan to be able to do anything. And so they're scot-free.
Is there anything we can do?
No,
as a machine,
unilaterally we could attack, but of course that would destabilize the PAC government, which was teetering on destabilization already.
What is this region, Ed, that we've got on the coasttocoastam.com website? This Laki region.
If you pop back up, this region is it's to the the east of Afghanistan. Directly to the east of Afghanistan is the tribal areas of Pakistan, where all you have all these tribes, and there's no unified.
The Pashtuns, structure. I guess, right? Is that what they call them?
No, there's many tribes.
All right.
Okay, and there's no unified administration or infrastructure. You move further to the east, you're now in the frontier provinces, the northwest, Pakistan's northwest frontier provinces, which are divided up into about seven, eight districts. This particular region is called the Banu region, and it has two administrative sections. The southern one is the Laki Marat district, and that's where these guys are operating from. Osama himself does not just stay underground and in this complex. He comes out to go to a mosque. We have not identified that particular mosque yet. And even if we do, there's nothing that we can do about it. These guys are virtually free to operate. And they've had tentacles all over the world, South America, Canada, Mexico. They're almost unstoppable. So that's why I think it's time for MIA, Matrix Intelligence Agency, to really get involved. We need an edge here.
Well, we've got the technology to take half that mountain out.
Yes, but think about, we cannot do that. Unilaterally, an attack against a sovereign nation of Pakistan would reignite hatreds that, it would ignite all kinds of new hatreds.
Well, this area that we have, the square that you've pinpointed, okay, first of all, the area Laki, is that like a little town?
No. That's a small city.
That is a small city. Okay, now is this a road I see, these dark lines?
No, those are administrative boundaries and sectors.
Okay.
And that white line is our provincial sector.
Okay.
Those mountains. The mountains have an eastern and a western ridge.
All right. The square, the red square, is on a mountain ridge. All right.
So the square is on the west side of that particular mountain range, and underneath that is virtually hidden is a complex. Now, what's good about this particular map and this information is that it can cross queue. That's the term that we use in intelligence. It can cross queue other systems, especially sophisticated satellite systems that have classified collection capabilities, to look here. We have to know where to look, and that's the beauty of remote viewing and what we call geofix, being able to say, look here. Because if you don't look, you will not see the signature. And there's enough activity there in terms of electromagnetics, in terms of what we call MAISINT, material intelligence, for if we did look there using our system, we could say, aha, there is something here, and we would continue to look. But in terms of response, there's really nothing we can do.
Are they underground in this area?
You bet. They're underground, but many of the leadership and Osama himself comes out to go to a mosque. There's towns here that don't appear in the map. Laki, Banu are small cities, but there are many villages.
Little villages all over the place.
Yes, there are. And he comes out to attend services, so to speak, at a mosque. And in that mosque is another small command post underneath the mosque, a similar situation to what he had in Kandahar before 9/11.
How far is this red square from Laki, from this city?
About 20 kilometers.
All right. And on this ridge, are there little towns sprinkled around there? Is there anyone living on that ridge?
Not, there's two ridges, actually. That particular mountain range has an eastern and a western ridge. It's a very interesting range.
Yeah.
But on both sides of that range are villages all over the place. Yes.
Okay. And you're basically pinpointing that his command structure is inside this mountain ridge.
Correct. We're saying that essentially that's another Tora Bora. That's
right.
A replacement Tora Bora.
And they built it over what period of time?
Oh, I don't know. They like the same types of, they're creatures of habit. And so they like the cave structure, and it's protected even from 500-pound bombs.